The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Shop Amazon for last minute gifts. Great deals for everyone on your list. Gifts for mom and gifts for dad. Even for your sister and your brother Chad. Ah shoot, we didn't realize we were supposed to get a gift for our dog walker guy. We almost forgot about our dentist Dr. Kerr. We didn't expect to get a gift from her. Or our cousin, I forget his name. He got us something nice, better reciprocate. For last minute deals on gifts for people you forgot. Get fast and free shipping at Amazon.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking with the family? We are back with another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig. In the world.
In the world.
You know what I'm saying? I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host.
Bracket Tone today.
Bracket Tone.
Bracket Tone today.
Bracket Tone. Mm-hmm. And that's good, because we're doing another bracket show. We did it before, but now we're doing it again. Mm-hmm. We're going to break down. We got a bracket question. What exactly is this, that, and the other? And we're going to say it right now. I'm going to throw it to my boy, Bracket Tone. Mm-hmm. He's going to explain to you what the bracket is for today.
Okay. Ja, here's the bracket for today.
All right.
We're staying in black movies.
Of course.
Okay. What black character had the meanest hands of all time?
Hands as far as fighting.
As far as fighting is concerned.
Hand-to-hand combat.
Hand-to-hand contact. What of all these characters in black movies would you say is the toughest?
Whoa.
The one that would win in a tournament, like doing 80s blood sport? Ooh. Which of these black characters is the deadliest with their hands?
The deadliest with their hands.
Okay. So I'm gonna toss a couple out. You feel free to add. I'm gonna write them all down.
Okay.
We'll go through that. We'll go through the honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. We'll maybe start to like bring some categories together. But ultimately, our task by the time we finish this episode
is to have
the number one hands.
Actor. Our character.
Character. Character.
Yeah, number one character.
The character.
With the most hands. Yeah. Real hands.
Okay. So give me one. Give me.
Off top, I'm going to say Wesley Snipes.
Which character?
And I'm going to say Blade.
Okay. Blade.
I think Wesley with Blade had the most hands, period.
Okay, okay. Now this brings an interesting wrinkle.
Okay.
Because there are some characters that are humans.
Human and supernatural.
And there's some that are supernatural.
Okay, so let's break it down.
So I like Blade. I'm gonna create a column here.
A superhero.
Supernatural
hero.
Okay.
And
Blade goes there. Blade goes under supernatural.
Blade wasn't human.
Right.
So he's kind of like, we can't put him up against other human characters.
Right.
That ain't fair.
So like,
he's
half human.
Well, half human means he wasn't human. He was only half human. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. He was half human.
So you can't put Black Panther there.
Hell nah. You put them in the same category.
Okay, so I'm putting Black Panther,
supernatural
hands.
Supernatural hands, Black Panther, Blade.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
see. Is there anybody else?
Meteor Man, supernatural.
Meteor Man is supernatural.
Meteor Man.
Uh-huh. Is Morpheus supernatural?
Yes.
Because he's only got hands like that when he's plugged in.
He can, right, but still he can also like flow, levitate and stuff like that.
Yeah. And like his skills only, like when he's not
plugged in,
he's
not plugged in.
He's just a regular, he's just Lawrence Fishburne.
With a trench coat.
With a
trench coat, that's it. Right. But I still put him in the superhero, supernatural hands.
It's interesting, because I like, if it's Morpheus versus Blade,
ooh,
like, that's a whole nother episode.
That's a whole nother episode, because I think Blade got too much for a lot of dudes, man.
Okay. All right, so in terms of like real life characters.
Real life hands.
I believe he had hands, so I'm gonna put him on the list, but I don't know if he's going to make the cut.
Okay.
Debo.
Debo had hands.
Did Debo have hands?
Debo had hands, man.
We seen Debo bully smaller people.
Right.
But I'd be curious, again, if Debo was going up against somebody his own size.
Okay.
That's what we're doing today.
Based off his hands and based how much easy work he made at Craig before Craig put the brick on him.
This is true.
Because Craig needed a brick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or else he was getting choked out, slammed, and all that.
And let's establish with Debo, it wasn't like everybody was afraid of him for no reason.
That's what I'm saying.
So obviously.
Even though sometimes you'd be afraid of a big dude just because he's big and you fight him. You'd be like, oh, this nigga don't even got no hands.
Right.
Now, I don't think that was Debo.
I think Debo had a reputation.
Especially when he socked Red. He uppercutted Red all the way to the car.
Yeah.
One punch. Yeah.
Okay. Debo's on the list for sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Give me some more names.
Mm. Okay, I got a. Ooh, damn. I'm going to do The Rock.
Okay, what character?
The Rock and, it's not a blockbuster film, though.
It's okay.
But he's a black
man. He's a black character. Black character with hands.
Even though he's a Rock.
Uh-huh.
And he don't always portray it black. He portrays ambiguous, but the fact of the matter is he's black. His father's black, his mama's Samoan, or Tongan. I think his mama's Polynesian, his daddy's black. Yeah. Got a curly top with a mustache. You know what I'm saying?
And a fanny pack.
And a fanny pack. Now I'm talking his dad. His dad, Rocky Johnson.
Yeah.
He looked like Ken Norton Jr.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think his nickname was it Soul Man Rocky Johnson?
Soul, something like that, yeah.
Anytime you got Soul in your name.
You're a brother.
Your daddy black.
Yeah, and so he is black, even though he kind of like, culturally, he's kind of like, Polynesian.
Yeah, he's mixed.
He's an interracial dude, but he's black.
Yeah.
So, but the movie, what's the movie called? The Rundown.
The Rundown. Okay, he had hands in the Rundown.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm putting that down.
Uh-huh.
The Rock.
And he was just a regular dude.
Yeah. What about his character in The Fast and Furious?
Ooh, Shaw? All right.
Shaw.
Hobbs.
Hobbs.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, one of the two.
I think he was Officer Hobbs.
Yeah, I think it was Hobbs.
Because
the Fast and Furious, it should be classified as supernatural?
Oh, because, man, I didn't see him, like, get hit by cars and, it's like almost supernatural hero shit, even though he's supposed to be just a regular cop.
Right. Okay.
But I think, didn't he get hit in the face? Didn't him and Vin Diesel's character, Dominic Toretto, have like a fight and they were hitting each other with like a crowbar?
Yeah.
And not even bleeding?
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on.
So we might, but here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and Furious, they're supposed to be just regular men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, but like, physics don't work the same way in the Fast and Furious world.
The last movie.
Uh-huh.
Vin Diesel's character lifted up a car by itself.
Yeah,
one hand.
Yeah. So that's on some Marvel shit.
Only reason why I'm still not going to give it to Supernatural because they never say they're supernatural. They never say they got bit by a spider or they got bit by a bat. Mm-hmm. Or I think it's just we're supposed to
believe it.
Believe it.
Yeah.
That he's so passionate about winning this gunfight that he picks up a car.
Okay.
Let me
toss another one that might be in the real world category, but might be superhero hands. Black Dynamite. Where does Black Dynamite
fit? Black Dynamite's regular.
He's regular?
This is the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah, Black Dynamite! Yeah.
Okay.
Is that Michael Jai White and Black Dynamite? Yep. Hands.
Shownuff.
Oh, Shownuff is up there.
What category you want to put him in? Human?
He's human.
Human?
Because without the glow, he was just regular Shownuff.
Okay, got you.
Yep.
Okay. So that would be the same for Bruce Leroy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He goes on.
Because they only had the glow at the end.
Okay.
But even without the glow, they both had hands. You know what I mean?
Denzel Washington's character in The Equalizer.
Yes. Regular.
Yeah.
And he was 60 something.
Yeah.
Damn. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you got The Rock. We should put Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel and
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Because in Pitch Black, he was supernatural.
Was he supernatural in Pitch Black?
I think so.
Yeah, because you know what? Like the first.
He could see in the dark, remember?
He could see in the. Yeah, I guess.
But
I thought that was like the result of like he had been in prison for that long. Because the first Pitch Black is like, by the time we get to Pitch Black 2 and 3, it's damn near on some like Guardians of the Galaxy shit.
Right.
Right? But that first one where they was just on the rock with the. You know, with the animals, he was just a thug.
That's pending because I gotta go watch that film again because I thought that he had some type of ability to.
He had the ability, but if I remember this correctly, he was in a prison, and he had somebody like burn his retinas so that he could escape the prison. But that's his only like ability. Damn. Is that he can see in the dark, but not right. Because he's from the first movie. Now, by the time we get to the second and third movie, he might have. Been the child of a dying star or some shit like right. that. But in the first one, he's just kind of like a thug that can see in the dark. And that's really? The why they need him.
Okay. So you want to put him in the regular hero pile?
Riddick.
Riddick.
I'm putting Riddick in Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Because of just what I know comes next. Right? So just based on the franchise, he goes there.
Right.
Kung Fu Joe.
Kung Fu Joe, and I'm going to get you sucker. Regular guy.
He's a regular?
He was whooping ass until they ambushed him.
Right.
They ambushed him.
Right, right. Ooh, you motherfucker.
Ooh.
Forrest Whitaker is Ghost Dog.
What? Don't disrespect the way the samurai. Forrest Whitaker. Yeah. And Ghost Dog.
And Ghost Dog.
Hilarious.
Oh, man. He goes on the list. Honorable mention, though.
Honorable mention, yeah. He's not whooping nobody's ass in real life.
Right, right, right. Okay, a couple of more that I wrote here. Apollo Creed. Adonis Creed.
And Clubber Lane. You can't forget.
And Clubber Lane,
Lane. But here's Clubber the thing. Lane. Only I feel weird about these characters because these characters are real boxers.
Yeah.
So they have ultimate hands all on by default.
It needs another category.
Yeah, I think you got
so like
the best hands in fighter films.
Yeah, so Apollo Creed, that's Adonis Creed, that's Hurricane Carter.
Hurricane Carter, a real boxer. Louis Gossett Jr. in Digstown.
Digstown!
Yeah.
Hey, man. Like, Digstown is, like, one of the, like, remember when Blockbuster was popping? Uh-huh. Or just, like, your regular local? Like, I would go.
I used to go to the hood.
The hood store. One. Yeah.
3 for $5.
Yeah. Like, and you can keep them shits forever if you wanted
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
But Digstown was one of those movies where
Digstown.
I was too young to be watching it, but I remember just really, like, liking Digstown.
Yes, me too. Also, what was the other movie? With Cuba Gooding Jr.? Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Yeah, the first letter, the first one, not the medieval one. Yeah, that was Cuba Gooding Jr. was a boxer in that one. That's in the boxing film. That's in the boxing category too.
Okay, so then what about
Usher and
what about Too Sweet from Hand Penitentiary?
This is one butt I can never cut.
Woo! So
Too Sweet too in the sweet. Penitentiary
is that boxing? Is that
he was. He was a boxer in prison, right?
He was a boxer in prison. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ja, I'm going to watch that shit.
I got to watch it now.
It's been...
I got to watch Penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
Damn, we got to watch Penitentiary.
I got to watch, what was the other one? I ain't seen it in a while, and I said I got to check it out. I forget, it'll come back to me.
Dickstown is not a blockbuster.
Nah.
Yeah, it's not.
Hurricane Carter is, though.
Yeah.
The Hurricane.
The Hurricane is.
Yes.
Man, I'm going to watch Penitentiary. I remember, fuck, man, I had to be like 5 or 6 years old when I saw Penitentiary. I had no business watching that movie.
Yeah.
It was in prison.
It was terrible kids to watch.
Which one had like the dwarf? Like it was one with like a
That's
dwarf.
That's two.
Is that two?
I think so. I think so.
We have to watch all three Penitentiaries, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I just remember this said, dude said, oh, this is one butt I can never cut.
And I
said, oh, nah.
And I remember it. I remember it being a bad movie then.
Yes.
Like I remember it being really bad. Yeah. So I wonder how I'm going to take it now.
Is it going to translate? Is it going to pause indeed? Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't catch that. That's crazy. You know
what I'm saying? Sorry, man.
Right, right.
It's so many good. Of them come out my mouth. Pause.
Ooh, whoa. Words of the Brothers from Harlem. That's crazy, Tone.
Shit, man.
It's wild.
If I paid attention to it, probably like 70% of the shit I say is worthy.
Pause worthy.
It's pause worthy.
Damn.
I gotta be better.
It's all good, man. Live your life.
Nah, man. Like it's only I think I only get away with it because I don't pause, right? Because you just assume like he ain't playing BB Bridges, like you know.
He's not playing this game.
Let the nigga slide, right?
Yeah.
But if I was to pause every now and then more frequently, you would see how often. The shit that I say is pause worthy.
Pause worthy.
God damn it.
Dang it. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm putting Too Sweet in the boxing category.
Too Sweet is hilarious.
Okay, so there's a couple more. Action Jackson.
At Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
Action Jackson.
So he gets
Apollo Creed's in that boxing category. Action Jackson is just a bad motherfucker.
Zeus from No Holds Barred.
Tiny Zeus Lister from No Holds Barred.
Zeus.
Oh, what about him against Debo?
Zeus? Yeah, Zeus would beat Debo.
I think he's
Zeus is a maniac.
Wasn't a professional fighter, but he was a professional wrestler.
He was a professional wrestler.
And we talk about hands, and he had hands.
He had hands. Zeus, I mean, he was punching cinder blocks in No Holds Barred.
Right.
Damn, that's a great 80s movie too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, are there a couple others that I'm missing? We got Louis Gossett Jr., he's Digstown. Will Smith is Gemini Man.
Oh. The original, not the clone.
Just the original, like his skills.
Yeah, he was handy. He was super handy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that super? His clone was supernatural, but he wasn't.
He wasn't
at all.
No, he was just. He was like Jason Bourne, right? Like just you know.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
But he didn't have He didn't have any enhancements.
He could jump high. He jumped onto buildings and stuff like that.
Yeah, they might have.
Yeah, he was able to do stuff that most human. That's why he was faster, quicker. He was a little bit more advanced than the human version of Will Smith's character because he could do stuff. He was like, well, yeah.
So here's what I got. We're probably missing some.
I feel like we're missing a gang. So here's the thing, family. We here just off the dome just talking about this.
Yeah.
If y'all feel we overlooked some actors, some roles, some characters that you think have more hands than the people that we mentioned and the people that we're going to have down into the bracket, please comment.
Yeah.
Please comment and let us know who we forgot, if we forgot anybody else. If you agree or disagree, go ahead and comment in the comments below.
This is old school, but it just jumped into my head. Jim Kelly is Black Belt Jones.
Hilarious. Black Belt Jones.
Black Belt Jones. He was a bad motherfucker. I would throw Kareem, but Kareem got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
So, you know.
His hands weren't good enough.
But he did kick a full foot in Bruce Lee's chest.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I have right now in terms of like our finalists. So we got Debo, we got The Rock in Rundown, we got Black Dynamite, Shownuff, Bruce Leroy, Denzel in Equalizer, Will Smith in Gemini Man,
right.
Carl Weathers as Action Jackson, Vin Diesel from Pitch Black. No, yeah. I put him in the other category. Riddick.
Oh, put Vin Diesel
from Fast and Furious.
And Knock Your Own Guys.
Okay. That's a good one. Yeah,
Knock Your Own Guys.
I like that.
He was the squad bone in that.
Okay, Knock Around Guys. And then we got Forrest Whitaker from Ghost Dog. Kung Fu Joe from I'ma Get You Sucker. Zeus from No Holds Barred. All right. We need to try to cut this list. This list is now, it's 14. We need to cut this list. We need to get it to 8.
Right.
So we got to seed the 8. At least seed the 8. So I give you first pick. Who would you say is the number one seed?
Number one seed? Damn.
Or should we just get our top 8? Maybe we should just exclude. Maybe it's easier to just take guys off the list now. Because, like, okay, we could take Ghost Dog off the list.
Yeah, we can.
All right. Much love. But yeah. Ghost Dog is gone.
Sorry, brother.
Sorry. Okay, so then that leaves us with 12.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jim Kelly as Black Belt Jones, but there's some people on the list that it's I think would mop him.
Yeah, right. He can mop.
Yeah, so Jim Kelly's gone.
Uh-huh.
Of the names that are remaining, Debo, Rock from Rundown, Black Dynamite, Sho' Nuff, Bruce Leroy, Denzel Equalizer, Will Smith, Gemini Man, Action Jackson, Vin Diesel, Knock Around Guys. I think that Debo actually, because these guys are like martial artists. Like the guys that are left, like Debo can fight.
He can street fight.
He can street fight. But like, I think that like Denzel from Equalizer whips Debo's ass.
Yes. You're right.
Right?
You're right.
So like, even though Debo's a hood hero, this is like a hood street fighter, right?
Right.
Like, where, you know.
Right.
So even though Debo's got, like, Debo and he's known, I think up against these characters in terms of fists, he's going to get stomped out.
Yeah.
So.
And get punched on.
Appreciate you, Debo, but you out.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the same for your boy Vin Diesel and Knock Around Guys?
I think Vin Diesel has more hands than Debo. Vin Diesel has more hands than Debo. I feel like he can have a square up with somebody and not get knocked out as fast.
So we have to cut two, Ja. So we got The Rock and the Rundown, Black Dynamite, Sho' Nuff, Bruce Leroy, The Equalizer, The Gemini Man, Action Jackson, Vin Diesel, Knock Around Guys, Kung Fu Joe, and Zeus. We got to cut two.
Kung Fu Joe versus Vin Diesel.
You think those two are the ones to cut? I think you could probably cut Zeus now too. I think you could cut like Sho' Nuff versus Zeus. I don't know. Zeus was a bad motherfucker.
He was. Well, Zeus got mocked by Hulk. Yeah. Hulk was a savage at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Zeus versus, you say who?
I said Zeus versus Sho' Nuff. Just like trying to figure out like how we're gonna get to
eight. Zeus versus Sho' Nuff.
Mm-hmm. Zeus might actually fuck Sho' Nuff up.
Yeah. Cause even when he was like, why don't you sit down and shut up? Yeah. Why don't you come down here and make me? And he was talking to the little fat dude with the halter top, the midriff. I'm not losing to nobody that has a midriff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so The Rock from Rundown.
The Rock from Rundown is beating.
Who is he beating? I don't know who he's beating.
The Rock?
The Rock from the movie The Rundown.
The Rock is beating Kung Fu Joe.
You think he's beating Kung Fu Joe?
Yeah. He's bigger.
Yeah.
He might not know the karate, but I think he could grab him and slam him in.
And here's the thing with Kung Fu Joe. This feels like slander. I'm sorry. But I'm trying to remember if we ever saw him really whip ass.
The cops? Wow.
He was whipping the cops, but they cops. right?
And a lot of cops don't be having hands.
Yeah, you know, so
especially those cops, they right. look like they didn't have no hands.
We know he's tough because he got shot and he survived.
But he was.
We never saw him put in a work.
Yeah.
So I think because for lack of evidence, because we've seen The Rock run down lay hands, right? We've seen Kung Fu Joe lay hands too,
right?
But like, not enough tape,
right?
Not enough tape on
Not enough tape to see how really nice he is.
Exactly. Okay. So Kung Fu Joe's gone. Boom.
Kung Fu Joe.
Okay. So now we got one more to cut to get to
the Elite Eight.
Our Elite Eight.
Name him for me.
Talk to me about actually. Okay, we got Rundown Rock, Black Dynamite, Show Nuff, Bruce Lee Roy, The Equalizer, The Gemini Man, Action Jackson, Vin Diesel, Knock Around Guys, and Zeus.
You got Bruce Leroy and.
You got Bruce Leroy and Show Nuff currently.
Yeah, one of them. That was my
Show Nuff is the easiest.
Show Nuff, yeah, because he loses.
Yeah, boom. Okay. Thanks, Dame. Mm-hmm. Super easy. Okay, now we got our top eight. Now we need to get these into brackets. So of Rundown, Black Dynamite, Bruce Leroy, Denzel, Will Smith, Action Jackson, Vin Diesel, and Zeus, who's your number one seed?
If I'm doing...
Or who's the weakest? Who's the eighth seed? If you can't jump straight to the top, maybe it's easier to say.
Give me them again.
Okay, you got The Rock from The Rundown.
Yes.
Black Dynamite.
Yes.
Bruce Leroy.
Yes.
The Equalizer. The Gemini Man. Action Jackson. Vin Diesel and Knock Around Guys and Zeus.
Vin Diesel.
Is your eighth seed?
Yeah, because I still think he'll lose to Zeus. Zeus is so big.
Okay, so we're going to put Vin Diesel in the eighth seed. I think we're going to put Zeus in the seventh seed. Or The Rock from The Rundown in the seventh seed.
Rock beats Zeus.
You think The Rock beats Zeus?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to put The Rock as a sixth seed.
Because honestly, The Rock beats a lot of guys because in his movies... He's already a big dude. He's mm-hmm. basically the new Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think he actually can probably fight better than Arnold Schwarzenegger can. I think Dwayne Johnson mm-hmm. in real life can fight better than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
And I think the movies he plays, he's more athletic. He's a little bit more limber. So I think he beats the Terminator.
Is the Equalizer a number one seed? Like who do you think of... Black Dynamite, Bruce Leroy, Equalizer, Gemini Man, and Action Jackson. Those are our remaining five. We need to kind of start to get them.
Yeah, narrow it down.
Yeah, or start to rank them, in terms of like who we think is the best, and you know who's the worst of the rest.
Right.
So I'll ask a couple of just quick questions. Does Action Jackson versus Bruce Leroy?
I'm a little biased, man, because I be feeling like karate don't really work unless you know. Karate don't really work unless you fighting somebody in karate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. So
I think Bruce Leroy
mm-hmm.
is in the seventh spot.
Okay, so we're going to put Bruce Leroy in the seventh spot. Where do you want to put Zeus then? Because I had Zeus in the seventh. I can move Rock up to the fifth and Zeus up to the sixth.
I think the Rock beats Zeus.
Okay, so I'm going to put the Rock at five then.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put Zeus at six. So we've got half the bracket set. Eight seed, Vin Diesel, Knock Around Guys. Seven seed, Bruce Leroy. Six seed, Zeus. Fifth seed, Rock. So now what's left to rank in our top four, Equalizer, Gemini Man, Action Jackson, Black Dynamite. I think for the same argument that you just made with Bruce Leroy, that karate only really work on karate, I think you go Black Dynamite 4C.
Only thing is, I feel like he can fight. I feel like he can hit niggas too. Black Dynamite was Black Dynamite can fight.
That's a great line. He a nigga too.
He a nigga too. Yeah, I think Black Dynamite is he's gonna fade out. Oh, you talking about his hands?
Because
Will Smith's character in Gemini Man, he was a guns holder.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Maybe that drops him down because we talking about hands. We're not talking about overall
gunplay
proficiency.
Yeah.
So what does that do for both him and Action Jackson?
I gotta see Action Jackson again. That's mm-hmm. the '80s film, right? No, the early '90s, right?
'80s. I think late '80s, early '98. You'll see.
I gotta see how good he was beating people up with his hands.
So I think Action Jackson came out in '88.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think we could probably be okay, just for shits and giggles, for where we are in the pod, to put Gemini Man as a fourth seed for now, because mm-hmm. we'll have the argument later
right.
when they kind of go up against each other. Action Jackson as a three. So that leaves Black Dynamite and Equalizer. I think that Denzel's Equalizer, just from a hand standpoint, is the number one.
And he's timing it.
And he'd be not only is he...
Okay, so we've seen him in the coffee shop beat a big-ass Russian nigga to death.
Yeah.
Not to death. He knocked him out.
Mm-hmm.
But so he's beating everybody's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Even guys 20 years younger than him.
Beating ass. And the thing is that... He'll use the props around him.
Yeah.
You know, but he's proficient.
So he's calculated.
Yeah.
He's very, because he's so old
mm-hmm.
and not as big and strong as he used to be. And,
yeah.
And usually his ops are much stronger and bigger than he is mm-hmm. and faster.
Yeah.
He has to calculate everything. He wins because his mind is so sharp.
He is able to anticipate what's going to happen.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm going to do this. Catch and him. He's going to do that. Out.
Throw him over there. Elbow this guy. Shoot, throw a coffee mug over there. Yeah.
So we say he's our number one seed.
He's our number one. Yeah.
All right. And so then that makes Black Dynamite number two. Okay. So now we're able to.
He kicked Randy through the door. Hmm? Black Dynamite kicked a whole grown woman across the living room.
All right. So this is going to be easy. So one seed versus an eight seed, Equalizer versus Vin Diesel.
And Pitch Black? Oh,
Knockaround Guys. Yeah.
Equalizer, you said?
Yep.
Equalizer beats Vin Diesel's character in Knockaround Guys.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
So I'm just creating the bracket so I can track it. But Equalizer definitely moves on. Two seed, Black Dynamite versus Bruce Leroy. That's a great
Bruce Leroy versus Black Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Black Dynamite has the size. He's stronger. He's a bigger dude. He's more serious.
Mm-hmm.
He beat up a whole room full of, not ninjas, but Asian martial artists.
Mm-hmm.
He did like the little scissor kick and knocked out two, three guys.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because Bruce Leroy, without the glow... is adequate.
He kind of needs...
But this is still martial arts versus martial arts.
Yes. I'm going to say Black Dynamite beats Bruce Leroy because if Bruce Leroy and Black Dynamite had to squabble over Vanity,
mm-hmm.
over Laura Charles...
Yeah. Black Dynamite's winning that.
Yeah, because what's his name? Leroy Green?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Leroy?
Mm-hmm.
He was a virgin. He never had no buns, my nigga.
Right.
He wasn't really that interested in it at first.
Yeah.
But Vanity, Laurel Charles, very similar to Sally Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
I forget her name in Black Dynamite. But Black Dynamite winning that.
Yeah. Okay. So now we got our number three seed versus our number seven seed, Action Jackson versus Zeus.
Ooh.
Action Jackson got y'all because I'm rewatching this scene right here.
He's
going back and forth.
It's going. He's not making easy work.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Little name recognition. He gets Action. Yeah.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
He got roundhouse kicked onto a Corvette and slid down
by old white man. We have to put a link to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the nigga from Coach. Is that the who's that dude? Oh, Lord Charles.
Yeah. Vanity's in that movie too.
Lord Charles is in that movie too. That's right. I forget. Dang. Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's the dude from Coach, right? Is that him from Coach?
Mm-hmm. Whatever his name is. Yeah.
Hold on. Yes.
He's got one of those classic Hollywood names.
Hold on, man. Yeah. Craig T. Nelson.
Nah. T. Nelson fucked up Action Jackson.
Oh,
oh,
man. He eventually had to shoot him. He didn't even whoop him.
Oh, yeah.
They got
against Zeus?
Yeah. I think.
There's no way that guy beat Zeus.
Yeah. Zeus, it's.
Yeah.
And so technically, that's an upset.
I did say I need to watch Action Jackson again. Yeah. I think as a kid.
We remembered. Action Jackson, man.
Would he even be in the bracket?
Yeah, he's supposed to. Like, after what I just saw.
Let's watch it. I'm going to go back and watch with Action Jackson.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go and see if he whooped other asses in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he let Richard T. Nelson beat his ass, and he a high school basketball coach.
Maybe he just got out the hospital, something like that. Who knows? Okay. All right, so now we got Will Smith's Gemini Man versus The Rock and The Rundown.
Ooh, now watch The Rundown. He was whooping ass.
This would be fun if we'll figure out how to put clips from the
Gemini
fight
Man did. Gemini Man did a lot of shooting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Rock was out there. Huh?
I'm not on the
couch. Let me see. Now I want to see. Yeah. Commercial.
But when Will Smith was fighting his clone, they was getting after it.
They with fisticuffs?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is The Rock with the.
Oh, yeah. He ended up whooping this dude, though. And then he ends up whooping a lot of other motherfuckers in this, too.
I'm going to give it to Gemini Man.
Because
he's military trained. Is the Rock in Rundown military trained? I think so. He went away and came back, but he wasn't like a specialist, right?
No, that one you're talking about. The Rundown is a different movie. The other one was that's Lil Richie from the Last Dragon.
Yeah, serving him.
Okay. So full circle, we gotta say that Will Smith and Gemini Man, his character would mop The Rock's character in The Rundown because Lil Richie from The Last Dragon.
Yeah. Served him.
Or Lil Ernie. I'm sorry. Lil Richie.
Lil Ernie, yeah.
Ernie Reyes or something like that. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. Watch this real quick. Watch this, nigga. Hoo-yah. Boom, that.
Ooh.
Hey, Will Smith ain't doing that in Gemini,
That's
man.
That's true.
He did a donkey flip without touching his feet.
That's true.
Oh, man. All right, show us some Will Smith.
Because in The Rundown, The Rock's character is a retrieval expert, a bounty hunter, who collects debts. So we got a bounty hunter versus Gemini Man,
who his sergeant was like, man, you such a dope ass soldier. I'm gonna clone you.
Yeah. So I mean, we can only go on what the eyes tell us. I'm gonna bet that.
I don't think The Rock's seeing it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. Like they're using tactics. That's skill and ability.
Wait. She gotta get a good burner for the nigga. They flipping this shit. Okay.
Yeah.
It's dope. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. Who? But I think Gemini Man isn't as strong as the Rock's character. So I see a lot of slamming each other around and right. shit.
But like, you know, but like you talked about when we talked about the Equalizer, somebody with true hands don't have to, you know, size ain't gonna matter. Pause.
Right. Okay. So we'll do this. We'll do this because a bigger dude normally would win in a fight, but Will Smith isn't a small guy.
Right.
The Rock is 6'4", 6'5", 6'4".
Yeah.
About 270.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Will Smith is about 220, 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
A guy that's 220, 6'2", should be able to, if he knows what he's doing with his hands.
If he's trained, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So okay. we'll give Gemini Man Will Smith over The Rock in the rundown. We'll do that.
All right. So it breaks out. So now it's Equalizer versus... Equalizer was the 1 and 8. So we got the 1 and 8, the 4 and 5. Okay, so the 4 and 5. So basically, yeah, I got it right. So it was Equalizer versus Gemini Man.
Equalizer versus Gemini Man.
Yeah.
Woo! Now, Gemini Man, so Equalizer, we know that Denzel ain't running nowhere. He's not hopping over nobody's wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's all here.
Yeah. Shit.
Denzel is a one-man wrecking crew.
Yes. Yes.
He's going to go into a village, but so will he, though.
That's what's so interesting is that because...
All right, let's say this.
Yeah.
Gemini Man, Will Smith has to be Equalizer Denzel because Gemini Man, Will Smith, is the young Denzel.
Right.
They're both trained assassins, trained military men.
Right.
It's just that Denzel's character, he's been chasing mercenaries for 35 years.
Yes.
Now he's in his late 60s or his early 60s, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Late 50s, early 60s, and he's been fighting so long, he knows how to beat down a younger, stronger guy because he's been doing it for years.
And that's why like I want to give the edge to the Equalizer. To Denzel's Equalizer over Gemini Man, and where they fight plays a factor into it. Because if it's like in a dojo or something like that, maybe you get the edge to the younger man,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you got to feel like skill for skill. But like if they're fighting in a bar or a nightclub or in a garage or a house.
Type of guy that will kill you with a handkerchief.
Exactly.
Oh, choke you out with your own handkerchief.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like then it goes to like older master versus young warrior.
Yeah.
Right? Like the older master, even though he's not as strong or as fast as he used to be, he's smarter. And
Equalizer Denzel's character didn't come this far to come this far.
Yeah. See?
So see? For him to use, he's, you know, everybody he beats in these movies are younger than him.
Everybody.
Faster, bigger, stronger.
Yeah.
So for him
but not
to become
as skilled
this...
as Gemini Man. But no, he's going up against trained assassins too.
Yeah.
This is a very good point.
Yeah.
Like everybody that, like, aside from when he'd just be up against mobsters,
right.
He'd be up against people who come from that same world mm-hmm. that he comes from.
Yeah.
And be handling
almost like the Steven Seagal versus Tommy Lee Jones in Under Siege.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They come from the same world. That was a good fight to the death.
Yeah. So I think like if we have to vote, Equalizer versus Gemini Man, who you going with?
I gotta go with the more experienced.
Yeah.
Equalizer
moves on.
Yeah.
Okay. So then,
but by the hair of his chinny chin,
it's very close.
Very close.
It's very close. And. It's interesting because I'm thinking of these characters.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed the Equalizer movies a little bit more.
Right.
And because of that, like, I think I have an Equalizer bias because...
Maybe too.
Because the fact that they show you what he's going to do...
That's what I'm saying.
...before he does
he's
it.
He's like this.
Yeah. Now you have an appreciation for it, right? And a man that sets his watch on how long it's going to take to whoop everybody's 9 seconds ass in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And judges himself afterwards.
Right.
Right? Like, not like, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Getting a little rusty.
You got it, right?
Man, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then that brings us to our number 2 seed versus our number 6 seed.
Okay.
Black Dynamite versus Zeus.
Black Dynamite versus Zeus. And I think y'all should look at some of the clips. Go to fight scenes in No Holds Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Go to fight scenes in Black Dynamite to judge whether or not Black Dynamite can beat Zeus in No Holds Bar. You know what I'm saying?
I think Zeus got this far by the luck of the seedings, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I don't think...
Because he don't have...
Yeah.
He's just a big, strong guy.
He's just a big, strong...
With wrestling experience, no real karate, yeah. No kicks.
I think they took him out the pen, like he was like from the penitentiary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think because of the seedings... Like, I think, like, do I think Bruce Leroy? I think Bruce Leroy would beat Zeus. But the way we seeded it, Bruce Leroy was a 7 seed and Zeus was a 6 seed. I'm not fighting the seedings.
Right.
But basically, I think that, like, Zeus was a 6 seed that got into the Final Four. But I think Black Dynamite would whoop Zeus's ass.
But, okay, true. So it's Black Dynamite versus Zeus, not Bruce Leroy.
No. The way the brackets worked out,
Zeus doesn't get past Black Dynamite.
Yeah, because Zeus was able to take Action Jackson because we have to refresh our browser.
He saw Richard D. Nelson beat the shit out of him.
So that's how
Roundhouse kicked a nigga onto a Corvette. Yeah.
So that's how Zeus even got to the Final Four because of the Action Jackson
slander. Come on, Action.
We got to watch it again.
I got to watch it again. So I'm probably going to watch it, but either not today, then tomorrow.
Yeah. But based off of that, I think Black Dynamite has no problem whooping on Zeus.
No, yeah. Right.
It's easy.
Because Black Dynamite is beating the brakes off of Richard T. Nelson.
Yes.
That's the guy from Coach.
You'll never see that.
The TV sitcom? Huh?
Craig Nelson.
Oh, I said Richard. Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah.
My bad. Craig T. Nelson is the guy on the TV sitcom called Coach. That guy was whooping Action Jackson's name, Carl Weathers' ass in the movie. He bad that he had to shoot him to kill him.
Yeah.
To win the fight.
I gotta watch it again.
I got to.
I gotta see it again.
I got to.
Okay, so I'm just gonna move. So our finals.
Finals are
Denzel's Equalizer versus Black Dynamite.
Woo, Dynamite.
They say styles make fights.
Yeah.
These guys have 2 totally different styles.
Yes, they do.
So it all kind of depends on what world we're in. In the real world, I think Equalizer beats Black Dynamite. In Black Dynamite's world, I think he beats the Equalizer.
Right.
Of these two, even though I know Michael Jai White is a skilled martial artist, the argument is that Black Dynamite is a little unrealistic and the Equalizer is very realistic. So to that point, I think if it's Equalizer versus Black Dynamite.
And if you're being real,
mm-hmm.
Black Dynamite went up against like Street Thugs.
Yes. This is true.
Equalizer Denzel was going up against like mafia guys, Russian mafia,
special agents,
double agents. Yeah. Dude.
I am making a statement that I think in terms of just real world fighters, I think Denzel's Equalizer has the best hands.
The best hands, bro.
I think he has the best hands.
Old as hell.
Yeah.
But he's the smartest, the most calculated, and the best hands.
Mm-hmm.
What do y'all think?
Yeah. So, I think that's the bracket.
That's the bracket. The best black movie character hands goes to Equalizer Denzel.
All right. I hope we haven't forgot about somebody.
I'm sure we did.
We're
not talking about superheroes. We're not talking about boxers.
We're not talking about
karate guys. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about Demolition Man Wesley Snipes,
mm-hmm.
or Blade Wesley Snipes. Yep. Those guys are supernatural.
Yep. So just, excuse me. Just hands on hands on hands. Yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
I would never have thought, honestly speaking, until we broke this down the way we did, mm-hmm. I would never think that someone at 60 years old, even in the movie,
yeah.
he's retired, he's older.
But he's still dangerous.
And he's definitely not in his 50s. He's yeah. past his 50s and his early 60s.
And the reason and he's why
super dangerous.
And the reason why I give it to him, what I think it makes sense is, if I just look at everybody on this list, like, you know, he was the number one seed. He didn't have to fight everybody to get to the top.
Right.
But I think he lays hands on everybody. Like, I think Equalizer lays hands on Bruce Leroy.
Yeah.
For sure. He lays hands on Zeus. Right? Yeah. Like, he lays hands on Vin Diesel from Knock right. Around God. So, I think, like, he's laying hands on everybody.
Yeah, I hear.
The Equalizer versus Gemini Man was a great... Was a great like bracket, but I think ultimately it's the Equalizer. I'd love to come back and we'll do this, you know, when we come back again. Around for a bracket mm-hmm. for the Supernatural, because we got Blade, we got Meteor Man, we got Morpheus, we got Hobbs, we got Black Panther. So there's a lot of like, you know,
yes, black movie characters with hands. In this case, it's supernatural movie character.
Catwoman.
Put Catwoman in there.
Catwoman black.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She got hands. She got feet.
Yep. She got hands and feet.
Bald bull. Mike Tyson from Tyson's Punch Out.
Like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Only because it's not movies.
Yeah.
It's not movies.
It's not movies. Okay. And then what's also great is the boxing bracket is shaping up nicely.
Yeah.
Because we got Apollo Creed, Adonis Creed. Hurricane Carter.
Clubber Lane.
Gladiator. Cuban Gladiator.
Too Sweet and Penitentiary.
From Penitentiary.
We got to watch those again, right, too.
So those are good brackets.
We might have to watch those together, bro.
Hell yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Penitentiary. Let's do that.
Yeah.
We'll say those movies
yeah.
for us, bro.
Man. I'm bringing comfy clothes.
I'm comfortable. I got to bring a few snacks.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I got to work out good that day.
I'm going to have a brown bag. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I can't watch Penitentiary sober. You get like 7 years bad luck. Right. Like, I need to have something like
breaking
in my
the
cup.
Mirror and shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, that's it.
That's it, man. So,
Equalizer,
Denzel Washington. What the hell? Let's get his name. Equalizer. You see, if you get to it first, let me know.
Yeah, I'm Equalizer Film. His name is Robert McCall.
Robert McCall is the movie character with the most hands.
Yeah.
The black character in films with the best hands.
Yeah. He was totally in control of every situation. I love the first Equalizer when he goes into the Russian bar.
Yeah.
Like, he serves everybody there. Yeah.
Yep, looks at the whiskey bottle, the whiskey glass.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but then, it was like a corkscrew too. I think
it was a whiskey glass, yeah. Corkscrew, cue ball.
Yeah, he just
yeah, and then the scene where he's on the train, like in like Switzerland or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yes,
the man got hands.
And if you think about it, Black Dynamite did that too. And like he went to the pool hall,
mm-hmm.
locked everybody inside with him,
yeah.
and got the work. The only difference is, I think these guys would get their asses kicked by the guys on that train, that Denzel, that Robert McCall.
Yes.
Is it Robert McCall?
Robert McCall.
Uh-huh. Robert McCall had to face.
Yep. That's a fair bracket, man. Yeah,
fair bracket, bro.
I can't.
What y'all think?
Yeah, I can't wait for the feedback.
And who did we miss? What black actor characters? Once again, not boxers. That's a different bracket.
Mm-hmm. Not supernatural
black characters. Mm-hmm. But these are regular men, human beings that have no special character, no special effects, no superhero,
no abilities,
no supernatural ability. And
don't call out somebody to just like knock somebody out once.
Right.
Like, I don't want like goon number three.
Yeah.
In such and such movie. Yeah. Like,
it got to be.
Yeah. Like, it's got to be somebody that was like, oh my God, I can't believe we forgot about.
Right. This. If we forgot somebody, by all means, please put it in the comments mm-hmm. and we'll read them. But like, that's what we got so far.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Blackbusters brackets. Mm-hmm. Best black character hands in a film. I'm Big Ja, along with...
I want to think of a new name. I'm trying to be like tight, but I just would be Bracket Tone.
Bracket Tone.
But I might be Tony McCall.
Tony McCall! you did... That's your move, my nigga. That nigga said, beep, boop, go, go. Hilarious.
That's me.
Tony McCall.
Like every single one, I just fuck somebody up. Like each
one. Yeah, look, you blocking somebody and punching them at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. All right, here we go.
That's how good I am.
That was fun. That's how good he is, man. Blackbusters, man. Catch us next time. Be good or be good at it, man. Love life. We out here, man. To the max. Pew.
Blackbusters.
Shop Amazon for last minute gifts. Great deals for everyone on your list. Gifts for mom and gifts for dad. Even for your sister and your brother Chad. Ah shoot, we didn't realize we were supposed to get a gift for our dog walker guy. We almost forgot about our dentist Dr. Kerr. We didn't expect to get a gift from her. Or our cousin, I forget his name. He got us something nice, better reciprocate. For last minute deals on gifts for people you forgot. Get fast and free shipping.